Since Georgia Public Broadcasting invited me to spend a little time every Friday talking to you, dear listeners, about all things Southern, it turns out that my single most popular commentary was about the lasting legacy of Southern soul music. More people have listened to that little chat than anything I've said on any other Friday. Now, the last time we addressed soul music, we talked about legends like Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin. But beyond those legendary names, there is a world of Southern soul music that most folks have still never heard. So I figured it's time to listen to some. Now, I've always thought that the best soul music is about desire. Desire satisfied and desire unsatisfied. So today, we're going to visit both sides of that equation. Now, you know that feeling when you fall for someone who also falls for you, but you know it can't go on because for one reason or another, it's just wrong. But even so, you can't quit it, which means there's no place left to see each other except
at the dark end of the street. That's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't.
That's the late, great James Carr, the son of a preacher man from Coahoma, Mississippi. And that song is probably my favorite underheard soul tune of all time. The lyrics of that song put you right in that place where desire can never be truly satisfied. Now let's flip the coin to the other side, desire satisfied. You know that feeling when the one you love and will always love the most has been away from you and you just can't wait until that moment when they get back home? What's that gonna feel like?
Every day will be like a holiday.
Nobody has ever captured that feeling better than Mr. William Bell. He was born in Memphis, but he's lived most of his life right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And still, at 83 years old, Mr. Bell is writing great songs and making records. In fact, in April, he'll release a brand new album called One Day Closer to Home. I can't wait to hear it. I've always believed it's really important to tell the story of that period in the early 1960s when young musicians, black and white, had the courage to cut records together when most of Southern society condemned what they were doing and how they made hits that the world still dances to today. I encourage you to dig through all of the Southern soul music and look for your own hidden gems. And do come visit us at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.